Mad Cave Studios donates $10,000 for hurricane relief. Comics Courier launches on Kickstarter. DC Marvel Amalgam Age Omnibus delayed again. This is Comic Book Club News for October 8, 2024. Mad Cave Studios has donated $10,000 in hurricane relief funds per PR provided by the publisher. Specifically, they've donated to BINC, the Book Industry Charitable Foundation, to help support comic book shops and bookstores impacted by Hurricane Helene. Per Mad Cave quote, "This donation will help provide immediate relief to retailers facing unforeseen financial and medical hardships caused by the disaster, which has devastated large parts of the Southeast. While Hurricane Helene has caused damage throughout Florida, Georgia, the Carolinas, and beyond, Hurricane Milton is about to make landfall as well. With many shops forced to close due to the weather conditions, BINC has lined up multiple ways you can support, from donations to hosting a fundraising event. Kudos to Mad Cave Studios for getting things started, and you can check out BINC at BINCFoundation.org. Looking to support comics journalism? Here's one way to do it. Listen to my podcast. Or a second way, The Comics Courier, a new print journal, has just launched on Kickstarter. Created by Tiffany Babb, formerly of Popverse and Panel X Panel, The Comics Courier plans to be a biannual print newspaper featuring essays and reviews by writers like Douglas Wolk, Hassan Atsmain Olhau, Dave Baker, and many more. Per the Kickstarter, quote, "Our core goal is to create a space for serious and silly writing about comics and to share our love for the medium, the creators, and the comics themselves. The pledge levels start at $5 for the digital edition and go all the way up to $50, including a neat little reporter's notebook. As of this recording, it has already passed its goal, but you can pledge yourself until Friday, November 1st. What was supposed to be one of the hottest comic items of this past summer is now coming out, maybe never, as the DC Marvel Amalgam Age Omnibus has been delayed yet again. While the DC vs. Marvel Omnibus, which collects various crossovers between the two publishers, is now expected to be released on October 29th, the Amalgam Age Omnibus, which collects a massive crossover that mashed the two universes together, now has an on-sale date of December 31st, but is not available for order. Per Bleeding Cool, the reason may be an unknown printing error, which led to the entire 5,000 copy print run of the 1,000 plus page omnibuses being pulped. They'll now have to be reprinted, which means the collection may not hit stores until sometime in 2025 at the earliest. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin, and more like Marvel and DC versus the printing press, am I right? Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get 3-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.